Penguin Random House Audio presents Uprooted by Naomi Novik. Read for you by Julia Emelin. Chapter 1. Our dragon doesn't eat the girls he takes, no matter what stories they tell outside our valley. We hear them sometimes from travelers passing through. They talk as though we were doing human sacrifice and he were a real dragon. Of course that's not true. He may be a wizard and immortal, but he's still a man, and our fathers would band together and kill him if he wanted to eat one of us every 10 years. He protects us against the wood, and we're grateful, but not that grateful. He doesn't devour them, really. It only feels that way. He takes a girl to his tower, and 10 years later, he lets her go. But by then, she's someone different. Her clothes are too fine, and she talks like a courtier, and she's been living along with a man for 10 years, so of course she's ruined, even though the girls all say he never puts a hand on them. What else could they say? And that's not the worst of it, after all. The dragon gives them a purse full of silver for their dowry when he lets them go, so anyone would be happy to marry them, ruined or not. But they don't want to marry anyone. They don't want to stay at all.
They forget how to live here,
my father said to me once, unexpectedly. I was riding next to him on the seat of the big empty wagon, on our way home after delivering the week's firewood. We lived in Dvernik, which wasn't the biggest village in the valley, or the smallest, or the one nearest the wood. We were 7 miles away. The road took us up over a big...